where we left things off, having left here Thursday night in darkness and silence. But if we're to hear a word, we need to be able to get to the word. From Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. And then from the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Friends, I invite you to open your hymnals to number 231, and we will sing to the playful tune of "Christ Has Risen While Earth Slumbers." may be seated. We return to Psalm 118. The psalmist says, I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Continuing in John's Gospel. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. You open your hymnals to number 515 and let us sing, as the title says, I Come with Joy. Thank you. You may be seated. As we bring in the gifts of God for the people of God, I invite the ushers to come forward and let us give our gifts as well, and let us give and receive the morning offering. The ushers will come forward. Thursday night, when we celebrated communion, I asked you to listen very closely to the verbs and to the words. And my voice caught when I said the end of the words of institution, until he comes. Today we celebrate that little phrase that seems kind of like a throwaway, that we say it so often and we hear it. But for the disciples, this day was that coming, that return, that day that could not be overlooked, that day that must be celebrated. So friends, we will invite you to this table today. Will you pray with me? Lord, you have seen us through so much. You have fed us in the wilderness. You have multiplied loaves and fishes. But perhaps what is most important for us is about who you are and how you are in the world. You are the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of God, the Savior of the world, and you are human. In this past week, you have been celebrated and you have been derided. You have been betrayed and you have been abandoned. You have been hurt and wounded. In all of that, you are ever so fully human. And you suffer the depths of human pain. And yet you are more than human. For the grave cannot contain you. The stone must be rolled away. The tomb must be empty. And in you we find new life. When we come to this table, we eat of the promise of that new life. Things that are very simple, bread and cup. Things that should have been on every table in those days and that still find their way onto our table these days. Remind us, O God, that you experienced Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as we experience them in our lives, and that you experience the glory of this Sunday as we experience all of our Easters as well. And now we pray together as you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. There is another story about this table that is more Eastery than the words of institution. And it is on the first day of the week when two disciples were traveling on the road to Emmaus, and they encountered a man, and they talked with the man. And he at first appeared to know nothing about the events that had happened in Jerusalem lately, and then by the end of the journey, he knew everything about the events that had happened in Jerusalem. He was going to go on. They begged him to stop and spend the night with them. And as the scriptures say, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it, and their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Friends, when you come to the table this day, may your eyes be opened and may you recognize him. We'll be serving by intinction today. I invite you to come down this aisle, tear a piece off the bread, and dip it in the cup. If you'd prefer not to take by intinction or need gluten-free, we have that on the tray in the center of the table. Come, friends, and be fed at Christ's table. Salvation. Kelly, the cup of salvation. Kevin, the cup of salvation. Jocelyn, the cup of salvation. Tom, the cup of salvation. Salvation. Madeline, the cup of salvation. Laurel, the cup of salvation. Suzanne, the cup of salvation. Jean, the cup of salvation. Kelly, the cup of salvation. John, the cup of salvation. Judith, the cup of salvation. Larry, the cup of salvation.
Amen.
Mary Catherine, the cup of salvation. Tim, the cup of salvation. Jay, the cup of salvation. Kay, the cup of salvation. Jack, the cup of salvation. Joy, the cup of salvation. Mary, the cup of salvation. David, the cup of salvation. Landa, the cup of salvation. Ralph, the cup of salvation. Salvation. The cup of salvation. salvation. Mona, the cup of salvation. Bill, the cup of salvation. Liam, the cup of salvation. Claire, the cup of salvation. Andrea, the cup of salvation. Denise, the cup of salvation. Catherine, the cup of salvation. John, the cup of salvation. Granger, the bread of life and the cup of salvation.
Thanks be to God.
O joyful people of God, now you get to sing the hymn you've been waiting all morning to sing. Let's open your hymnals to number 232 and sing Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Thank you.
may be seated. The psalmist we return to. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And we close with the 18th verse of the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. It is suggested that if you really want to have a sunrise service, you just let only the women come. But as we experience on that first day, the women are at the tomb because they're doing the work, just as some of the women are in the kitchen doing the work for the next thing right now. That does tend to be a theme, doesn't it? It's not really Easter until Mary Magdalene returns and says, I have seen the Lord. It's not really Easter until we proclaim something that I can see you all wanting to proclaim. Jay's nodding at me. It's not really Easter until we proclaim that Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Amen. Now, friends, go all the way into the fellowship hall, where the women have been hard at work this morning, early on the first day of the week. And remember to take with you what Mary Magdalene takes, an encounter with the risen Christ that she has to tell people about. Go out into the world and say, I have seen the Lord. Friends, go and may the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with us and abide with us this day and forevermore. Amen.